Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back, the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Joe Barker's our guest. He's one of the top futurists that I've ever known about, and especially in our current age. And his website is joelbarker.com. I encourage you to go there and check him out. You can also find his films at starthrower.com. Right, Joel?
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Including Innovation at the Verge, his most recent film.
Yep.
And if you ever get a chance to see The Business of Paradigms, as I remember the title of the video that changed my life 20-something years ago, I encourage you to find that too, folks. Joel, thanks again for hanging out with us. You always bring us good things to think about, important things for us to think about from things that are coming around the curve at us. I remember,
yeah.
I got that imagery from that Paradigm video film that you made. One recently, people have talked about living longer. You know,
yep.
our life expectancy has extended significantly in the last 100 years, and yep. Now they're talking about increasing it maybe another 20 years, aren't they, Joel?
Well, they are, and the thing that we have to remember about that life expectancy was it was a number that was really driven by death of infants.
Yeah,
and what we've done now is we've changed that so dramatically that more people are living to 70s and 80s and 90s now. 90s is becoming a big number.
Yeah, yeah.
But the trouble is, as we get older, we get infirm. And one of the things that scares
life is one thing. Quality of life is another, isn't it?
Yeah. And you look forward into the future and you think, boy, the cost of keeping our super senior citizens healthy and alive as they become more fragile is going to be very high. And what's happening is, and this is something I've been watching for 30 years, is in the last 12 months, there have been major breakthroughs in the reversal of aging. Not just making you live longer,
mm-hmm.
but turning your body back toward youth. And this is the stuff of science fiction that I'm reading out of New Scientist magazine.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about regenerative stuff.
Yes, exactly. Making you younger. And here, I'll just give you a couple examples of the research. Strangely enough, and I say strangely because of all the vampire shows we've had lately, you know, True Blood on HBO and stuff like that, this has very much to do with young blood and old blood. And the research, which actually started back in about 2005,
mm-hmm.
where they were working with mice, has now moved to almost human levels. But here's the results of what they did. They took young mouse blood, infused it into old mice who had hearts that had become expanded from old age, and within 30 days, their hearts had shrunk back to and acted like
wow.
a normal young heart.
Wow.
If that's all we could do with humans, that would make an amazing difference in heart disease around the world.
Let's just take that one scenario.
Yep.
And there could be a thousand scenarios like this.
Yep.
But let's just take that one scenario and talk about the implications. That's what you do so well, Joel.
Yep.
Look, I mean, think about the demographic implications.
Yep.
Think about the societal implications. Think about the economic implications.
Yep.
But Joel, think about the moral implications.
Oh, well, this is leading toward, I think, you know, we talk about paradigm shifts. This is a super paradigm shift because here's the question. What if we could make you generally younger as you grew older so that, in fact, your body never looked 60 or 70 or 80?
Right.
Your body stayed at 30 to 40.
Dorian Gray.
Oh, exactly. What happens to a society when, in fact, death is not an expectation?
And think about the way... way we think about our lives, the cycle of our lives, work, productivity, retirement. Think about how it disrupts that.
You didn't finish the last one, by the work, productivity, retirement, death.
That's right. That's right.
All of a sudden, you're talking about 100 to 200 years of age before you think about it. By the way, it doesn't mean you're not going to get killed, because you can get killed in a car accident.
Right.
But dying of fragility and old age goes away. Now, by the way, just to let you know how far this has come, they all then tested this same process on mice for brain cognitive development, and they were able to regenerate the brain's capacity, the return of the memory.
So Alzheimer's disease.
You got it.
Impact on that. Yeah.
Because this is human blood plasma.
Do they know?
Let me finish this point, because it's really important. They have nothing in their way to run the test, and they plan on running the tests in October with Alzheimer's patients.
Wow.
That's how fast this is going to move.
So do they know if this is something that has to be a continuous treatment, or is it something that happens one time? Because, availability to the future treatment, that could be an interesting moral issue, too.
Well, a piece of this puzzle is an enzyme called GDF11.
Yeah.
And what they've done is injected that for 30 days and then stopped, and the results remained. Mm-hmm. But they have not done the human test. But if that's all done, GDF11 will produce that biologically.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be able to make that enzyme for people. So if you have to inject it once a month, I'd put my hand up for
help. I've got a couple more questions for you about this. Can we continue this after this message? Folks, I want to take a quick break. I want to ask Joel about just a few other questions that are coming up about this, and we'll do that after these messages. Joel Barker and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.